This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, a look at fulfilling the Great Commission the old-fashioned way, one-to-one. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, a worldwide ministry whose purpose is to help you know Christ and make Him known. And now, Leroy Imes.
Baking bread is a process that takes several steps. First, you need a greased pan, the ingredients for dough, an oven, and yeast. After thoroughly mixing the ingredients, you firmly knead the dough, place it in the pan, let it rise, and then bake it in the oven. Now, what would be the end product in the pan if the yeast were left out? Your bread would be as hard as a doorstop, and your diligent work would be ineffective. For best results, use the proper ingredients. Now, the same is true for world evangelization. I believe there are two essential ingredients to which Christians must be committed if we are to show the entire world the love of Jesus Christ. I want to ask if you will commit yourself to these two essentials. The first century church modeled these essentials, and it spread like wildfire. We are told disciples filled Jerusalem with their teaching. Acts says that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. And Paul and his team were known as those who turned the world upside down. But that's not all. Those converts whom the apostles followed up and trained were used of God in a mighty way as well. Tertullian, who lived from 160 to 200 A.D., wrote these words, "We have filled your empire, your cities, your towns, your islands, your tribes, your camps, castles, palaces, assemblies, and even your senate with believers." By the end of the imperial persecution around 313 A.D., Christians numbered half the population of the Roman Empire. And one historian says that in many places, they were in the majority. Do you know how the gospel spread? The famous church historian Kenneth Scott Lauterette tells us, "The workforce was made up of lay people, workers in wool, wood, stone, leather, common laborers of every kind, and their basic method involved two essential ingredients, evangelism and follow-up. New believers were trained so that they in turn could win others." Friend, do you want to make an impact for Jesus Christ in your corner of the world? Then why not use a method with all the essential ingredients? Do what the early church did, win the lost and help new converts grow and come to the place where they in turn can reach others and repeat the process. Friend, I know you want to touch lives for Christ. Ask the Lord to help you do two things, share Christ with others and help them grow spiritually. God can use you. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.
To encourage you in your personal study of the Bible, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each issue contains a daily Bible reading guide and comments on each passage designed to give you practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write the Navigator's, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.